This is North Shore Today for Thursday, June 29, 2017. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News, the future of building a new elementary school in Ipswich is unknown. In a vote split nearly down the middle, town meeting Tuesday decided not to allocate money to move forward with a combined 775-student school at the Doyon Elementary School site on Linebrook Road. Similarly, voters narrowly okayed a petition asking the town to maintain two community schools and rebuild them consecutively. The petition won by 8 votes. Now the issue is left unsettled, and school committee members need to notify the Massachusetts School Building Authority of the votes. What happens next is the million-dollar question, according to school committee chairwoman Sarah Player. She's quoted as saying, "I think at this point we have to regroup as a school committee." Originally, the committee had approved a combined school at the Winthrop Elementary site on Central Street. That project has been submitted to the MSBA for designs, but with growing concerns from residents, the committee voted in May to shift focus to the Doyon site. More on this story written by Ariana McNeil in today's Salem News, and we'll be talking with Ipswich School Committee Chairwoman Sarah Player live this morning on Connections at 11 a.m. Swampscott voters will be going to the polls today. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick Gala Colley writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn that voters will be heading to the polls today to decide the fate of a proposed rail trail, as residents have their final say on whether to allocate funds that would allow plans for the path to go forward. Polls opening at 7 o'clock, closing at 8 p.m. at 3 locations. Precincts 1 and 2 will vote at the Swampscott Senior Center, 200 Rear Essex Street. Precincts 3 and 4 will cast their ballots at the First Church Congregational, 40 Monument Avenue. And Precincts 5 and 6 voters will head to the Swampscott Middle School at 207 Forest Ave. Voters will decide whether to overturn the 210-56 town meeting vote last month, where members approved allocating $850,000 for the design and engineering of the trail location with the National Grid Corridor, as well as the legal fees and costs for acquisition of easement rights. A group of residents opposed to the trail fought the vote and garnered enough signatures on a citizen's petition to force a special election. The 2-plus-mile, 10-foot-wide trail would run from the Swampscott train station to the Marblehead Line at Seaview Avenue, connecting with the Marblehead Rail Trail, which also links to trails in Salem. Again, polls closing at 8 o'clock tonight. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you. John Castelluccio writes in today's Salem News, a plan to open a barbecue catering business on Route 1 in Peabody has neighbors and some city officials all fired up. John Castelluccio wrote that. The problem is the large commercial-grade smoker that would be attached to the rear of the building at 108 Newbury Street. Neighbors at the Huntington Woods condos fear they will be buffeted by strong smoky odors once the gas-fired apparatus is up and running. Christopher Labella and Jonathan Hambrick, owners of Big Pig BBQ and Catering, described the smoker as a state-of-the-art machine that cost about $20,000. They say other restaurants have used the equipment, and they have as well, without any complaints. The smoker's ventilation system contains filters and scrubbers that would tie into the building's smokestack. The smoke would be dispersed into the air well above the roof. Hembrick said they worked with the fire and health departments on the design. More on this story in today's Salem News, story written by John Castelluccio. In today's Item Live, Steve Krause writes that the consensus of opinion from his contemporaries was that Harry Agganis was a man among boys, athletically and physically. Let's face it, said Don Brothers, who spent his middle and high school career staring across the line at the Golden Greek while at Lynn English. He was a big man compared to a lot of guys back then. He was 6'1", weighed more than 185 pounds, and no matter what he did, he was smart doing it. Well, that's just a glimpse of the Harry Agganis, whose name and legacy will be honored tonight at the 56th annual Agganis All-Star Football Game. Game time is at 7 p.m. at Manning Field, and we'll be broadcasting that game tonight. Game broadcast starting probably around 6:45. I'll be there along with Tim Kearns and Paul Ingram. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with a North Shore Sports Update. It's the 56th annual Harry Aganis All-Star Football Game, and it's tonight, and it's here on MSONewsSports.com with Rick Moore, Paul Ingram, and Tim Kearns. A 7 o'clock kickoff from Manning Field in Lynn. It's the North against the South. The boys' soccer game rained out on Tuesday night, was played yesterday afternoon with the South winning 1-0. In the boys' lacrosse game, it was the South over the North 12-8. And in girls' lacrosse, the North 14, the South 9. The North Shore Navigators defeated the Brockton Rocks 2-1 Wednesday night in extra innings. The Navs will look to take another one against the Rocks at home on Friday at Fraser Field. It will host Autism Awareness Night that night. And to cap the game, there'll be fireworks at Fraser Field. And our coverage today continues at the U.S. Senior Open. Check us out at msonewsports.com.